Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The first Sunday of Great Lent, liturgically we celebrate the victory of true faith over iconoclastic error. If you are contemplating about this event in the church history, then it could lead us to an inspiration for our own spiritual life. Today, we do not have to fight against the iconoclastic delusions and evils. We can have icons everywhere. At the beginning of Divine Liturgy, you see the priest to incense the whole church, all the icons in the church. And then he turns to the faithful and he incenses them also the same way. The priest is, at that moment, incensing the living icon, or living icons, if there are more of you. When we realize this, we will understand what the message of this Sunday leads us to. The church sees us as living icons who bear witness to God and a new life with Him to this world. It is for sure not a simple idea, because we recognize our imperfections, our sinfulness, which does not allow the beauty of the icon that God wants us to be. We are also saddened to know that many of our loved ones have allowed this image of this icon to be completely covered with dirt and paint of the things of this world. And the image of God is no longer recognizable in them. And with great sorrow in our hearts, we always ask, what should we do? I found answer to this question in the story of a pilgrim who visited the monastery founded by Saint Seraphim of Sarov. There, the pilgrim heard a story of a miracle that happened recently at the monastery. And the miracle is connected to the old icon found at the monastery. It was covered in dirt, and it was impossible to see what kind of saint was depicted on that icon. And the monks didn't want to touch the icon because it was fragile, it was old. And they thought that if they put soap and water on it, they might ruin it. So the wise monks did what they knew the best. They put the icon in a church on a display, and they began to pray in front of it. They venerated it, and they were singing prayers and even acatists to it, to all saints. And after some time, they started to notice an outline of face and hands and the whole body on the icon. And after 6 months of their hard work of prayer, the original beauty of the icon was restored without any manual cleansing. And the saint of that icon was the founding saint of that monastery, Saint Seraphim. The message hidden in this miracle touched me with huge power. How many times do we try to correct our lost ones by force, by arguments? How many times do we fall into small-mindedness and even anger at ourselves when we are faced with another fall and spiritual weakness? How we almost always despair when we see that our efforts do not bear expected fruit. And that's exactly what we are doing wrong. We rely on our own strength, on our own efforts, on our own wits. And we forget that only God's grace has the power to transform the human heart. I remember one priest sharing with me the small miracles that he sees happening in his own parish. He said to me, "Everyone I see, they always despair. Because no matter how hard they try to live out their prayer life, they are never satisfied, because they do not see the fruits of their efforts. And every time they come to me in this miserable state, they want to give up. What's the point of all of this ascetic struggle when I do not see any result?" And he continued with a smirk on his face, "And yet they don't see what's going on around them. True, maybe the intention that they are praying for has not been fixed yet, but everything around them is being fixed. Their relationships are better, the jobs are more peaceful, or even they get better job, so peace comes to them. Spouse might be not as annoying, kids are behaving better, they have more time for church services, health is stabilizing because they are starting to fast, and more. And the priest said, you know what I tell them? I tell them to be quiet and keep working on their spiritual life, because they don't see fully what is happening in their life. It is a wonderful advice. I think it's true. When we pray, when we go to confession, when we are serious about our spiritual life and work hard, I believe that we are blinded by God. Because if we saw our progress, we would immediately give up. Because we would be satisfied. We would achieve a certain goal, and that's it. To cleanse our inner icon takes a lot of work. It's infinite work until our last breath. And a lot of patience and a lot of determination needs to be there. An acceptance that we might not see the fruits of our hard work immediately or ever. And that's all right. But we should know that many little tiny miracles happen in our life. When we are faithful to our prayer rule, when we are attending church services, when we are having frequent confessions, reading the church fathers, all these things helps us to clean us of our inner, helps us to clean our inner icon that is damaged, that is covered with dirt. And all these things won't just help us, but those things will also help our surroundings, our friends, families, those who have fallen away from church. So let's try, not only during this great Lent, to dedicate more time to prayer so that it becomes ever deeper and more sincere. In prayer, let us put ourselves and all people and the whole creation and our enemies too before the Lord. Prayer is a channel of grace that has the power to cleanse the damaged and soiled icon in us. The more we grow and master the art of prayer, the more people around us will perceive us as living icons that testify to God's presence. Glory to Jesus Christ.